Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Conversations with the Citizen.
Welcome, everybody, to Conversations with the Citizen. I'm your host, Catherine, and I'm here today with Tom Lewis, who is the CEO and founder of the Oink Group. Welcome, Mr. Lewis.
Hello.
So the Oink Group is something that I have just found out about in the last couple of days. Why don't you tell us briefly, you know, what the Oink Group is, what you're doing with it, kind of just the 101 for those of us who don't know.
Gotcha. Well, basically with the Oink Group, pretty much what we do is we help families. We focus on parents, okay? We pretty much work with parents and helping them get their children ready for college from ages 0 to 17. And pretty much we grab them by the hand, right? Walk them slowly through that time period. And then hopefully at that point in time, when it's time for their student to go to college, pretty much everything is set for the student and also set for the parent. That's our focus.
And so I want to go a little bit deeper into, you know, what that means. What kind of programs or workshops or, you know, learning experiences are you hosting?
Well, first off, we have this awesome scholarship program that people love. And basically what it is that it gives families an opportunity, or parents in particular, really, it gives them an opportunity to earn up to $55,290 for each child in their family. What makes the program so great, Catherine, is a couple things. Number one is that the scholarship is tax-free. Okay. Number two is it doesn't go on the FAFSA as well, which is a really big deal. Okay. So therefore, the scholarship, you know, wouldn't be this person's financial aid. In other words, then also too, it gives the parents an opportunity to start earning these scholarships from when the child is a baby. So from age 0 to 17, sophomores and under, right? So for example, just imagine this. Imagine you're a mom. You have a 5-year-old child, right? Okay. And inside your mind, right, you have this deep desire, you know, to see your kid succeed one day, right? Well, with the scholarship program, that parent can enroll their child inside the scholarship program and start earning scholarships immediately for their children, okay? And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because the fact is that only 47% of students that start college actually graduate. And the 53% that actually ends up dropping out cited that the number one reason was finances. You know, because based on one thing, parents have to understand this major point, which is that from age 0 to 17, right, the children have no income. Mm-hmm. They have no money. So then the child turns 18 years old. And all of a sudden, you know, like boys at my house, okay, you're 18 years old, you're grown.
Yeah, you gotta go get it yourself.
Right, okay. Yeah, but the problem with that is that you're 18 years old with no money, no resources. And if there's any point in time when a child needs their parent, it's when they're 18 years old, right? So this program is just really in place to help the parent have something for their kid when they turn 18 years old. And it helps the student, kind of put this, it kind of helps the student to know that, you know, there's something next for them.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a big deal. So.
And I know you said that, you know, you do this pretty much from birth to high school graduation. Mm-hmm. Do you actually find that a lot of parents are thinking about college for their kids that early in their lives? Or do you have to kind of seek people out and do some marketing to pull people
that
in?
That is a good question. Okay, so we do a ton of events, right? Okay. And basically, over time, what we found out is that when most people come to our table, they'll say, wow, oh my God, college scholarships. My son is a senior in high school, you know? He needs some scholarship, right? Or you'll have the person that says, this is a really good program, but my kid's only 10 years old, you know? And I swear to you, that person hadn't heard a word that we said.
Yeah.
So we had to reiterate it to them. And they go, oh, well, but you know, I got time. You have to explain to them, you know, the cost of waiting, right? You know? And so so it's kind of hard to get through to parents sometimes that the time is now. Mm-hmm. You know, because the cost of college right now is crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Okay? It's crazy. So I always tell parents, if it's $100,000 right now, okay, to send your kid to a 4-year college, which is now 6 years, by the way. 4-year colleges are gone. All right, you know, you want a bachelor's degree, it takes 6 years. And so based on that, I always share with the family, I always say, yeah, but that's today. Your kid is like 10 years old, right? So 7 to 8 years from now, that's going to double again. So now is the time, now is the opportunity for a person to take advantage of something like that. You know? Plus, on top of that, one of the things that it does as well, Catherine, is, especially for students, okay, for young students, is that when children know they have money for college, their attitude is completely different. They walk different. Their conversation is different. Everything's different. But when a child figures out there is no money for college, and their parents are telling them all their life, you can be anything you want to be, right? At some point in time, that kid's going to think to themselves is, yeah, okay, I heard that, but what do you have to support me? Uh-huh. Okay, and we see a ton of that in the school system type of attitudes. Mm-hmm.
Do you actually go into, well, you said you do a lot of events, but yes. Just when you made that comment about, you know, seeing that in the school system, mm-hmm. I'm curious, like, you know, how active you are going into schools. What is that like for you?
Going into school systems, we are incredibly active with various school systems. Pretty much, we're active, but at the same time, it's hard to break into school systems. Because on one end, with the school system, how they see the program or anything like this is that that's not really their problem.
Yeah. They've got K through 12 and then
we got K through 12. We teach kindergartners, grade schoolers, and high schoolers. Okay? What happens afterwards, that's not our problem. But we challenge them with that. Because these days, right, you can go past any school and you go back to school and say, wait a minute, they changed the name, right? And they always do what? College prep. So-and-so college prep. So I think if a school or a school system is going to change their name to college prep, that kind of signifies that you're supporting college education.
Yeah.
Right? But for some reason, there are a ton of schools that choose not to focus on anything past the high school area.
And I think I saw on your website that you actually take students and parents on college tours. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Just like in the state, or are you actually?
Okay. All right. So here's the deal with that. Okay. So our tours are very different, right? So they're called parent tours, college tours for parents. Okay. The students are not allowed on the trip at all. Ooh. Just the parents. Okay, this is a trip where, you know, we have a nice trolley, right? You know, we have a nice trolley, and the parents come to our office downtown, right? They hop on the trolley and everything else, right? So pretty much we toured them to three different types of schools. We're talking about a trade school, because that's a college, mm-hmm. a city college, and a four-year college university. Our whole point of doing that is to educate the parent on the business end of college, right? Because these days, what the colleges try to do to the parents is they say, give me money, but everything else is not your business. Okay? So you stay on this side right here, and it's your student that's going to college, not you.
Yeah.
Right? So we say otherwise. We tell parents, hey, you know what? Come with us. Let us show you the bursar office, okay? You know, the student services office and things like that, right? So we educate the parent on how to navigate the college, keep control of the situation while their student is in college. And that's important, because at the end of the day, right, the college can't do anything without that parent's signature for those student loans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a partnership. It's not one way. So then by the end of that day or evening, pretty much, we put on a workshop for the parents, okay? So we bring our team out, our college advisors, you know, financial aid officers that work in OINC, and pretty much we pretty much host that either at Harry Carey's or Maggiano's, you know, in a private room. So it's really nice, really plush. Yeah.
So at this point, I want to kind of shift to talk a little bit more about you. I think I have a good, you know, a good grasp on what the OINC group is doing, but I want to hear more about you, and what motivates you. I mean, where did this idea come from for you? How did you decide that you wanted to get into the business of, you know, making college more accessible and understandable to people in Chicago, parents in Chicago?
That's a good question, right? Basically, at the age of 13.
Okay. Yeah. So before you even went to college.
Yes. I remember my mind specifically, okay? Pretty much my dad was an entrepreneur, okay? Was a pilot and a business owner. And pretty much my mom, down the road, I think when I turned 16, 17 years old, she became an entrepreneur, okay? She owned her own healthcare business, healthcare firm, like nurses. Staffing firm and everything else. And so when I was 13 years old, I spent, well, as a kid, just growing up, we spent a ton of our time at my dad's business, you know, just hanging out, right? And so while we were hanging out, I was always listening, you know, to adult conversations. And one of the conversations I kept hearing from, from parents and adults was about college, right, and how expensive it was, you know, back then, supposedly, right, you know, that was expensive. And so I had a thought one day, and I said, man, you know, when I grow up, right, I'm going to make sure that I get in position to help folks solve their problems. And college was one of the problems I kept hearing about. My parents are very big on education. So, you know, we went to some of the best schools here in Chicago overall. And I have found out over time, like, for example, in the black community, okay? In the black community, pretty much you'll have a low-income community, portion of it, right? Then there's the middle class. There's some wealthy folks, right? Well, that's three categories, right? Well, it's actually four. There's a fourth category that sits in between low income, mm-hmm. and the middle class, right? That class right there is a class of individuals that went to college. They're bringing home about $60,000 a year, okay? But they're still low income, because after the student loans, which is 15% of their income, and the taxes, they're back down to the poverty level, right? So so that's a challenge and a problem. So that problem right there came about or comes about because of the parents. Okay? The parents are not handling their responsibilities, right? And so basically what ends up happening is when it's time for the student to go to college, the student is get student loans for everything, right? Food, clothing, shelter, transportation, and also tuition, right? It's kind of backwards, right? Okay? So that by the time they're done and they're finished, they're sitting on $80,000 in student loans, $100,000 in student loans, right?
Yeah.
Which they'll end up paying back over the next 20, 30, 40 years, okay? All right? So that piece right there, you know, like when you think about it, it's a horrible thing. This is the first generation in America, okay? Whereas you have the grandparent with student loans, you have the parent with student loans, and then you have the parent student with student loans. It's three generations of student loans, right? So if a person did the math on that piece, right? 15%, 15%, 15%. That's 45% that...
Yeah, that family's entire wealth.
...is coming out of their tree. 45% of their income. And people sit back and wonder, man, why can't we do X, Y, Z? Why can't we do this? It's hard to do it when 45% of your income is missing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's why we built the program for parents. We have a new program that's called College Prep for Parents. Okay, it's called College Prep for Parents. It is a program designed to educate the parents, okay? And it helps the parents with all types of things. So, bear with me on this, okay?
Okay.
You're gonna love this.
Okay.
Trust me, you're gonna love this, okay? So here's the deal, okay? So, a parent can get in the program from age 0, okay? So the child can be age 0 to 17, right? Okay. Now, in this program, this program is designed to answer all problems, okay? From 0 to 17, things are gonna happen in life, right? Okay. So, basically, the entire program is based on helping the family get a full ride for college for their student with a minimum guaranteed scholarship of $55,200. So worst case scenario, right? You know, just worst case scenario, you still have your $55,000.
Okay? Yeah, and that's a lot.
Now, along the way, what the OIN Group's going to do is educate the parent, help the parent to start saving for their student at the same time, right? Now, as life goes on, things happen. So here's some of the things that we're helping the parents with. Sometimes parents are doing X, Y, Z. They lose their job, right? Okay, you know, and when you lose your job, I think you just got an issue with personal finances, right? So pretty much we have over 200 relationships with other organizations that can step in and help those parents paying some of their bills off, food, clothing, shelter, all type of stuff. Okay, that's part of the program, so the parent can stay on track. Okay, like a second example is, let's say the parent has a student that ends up pregnant. Okay, while they're in high school or college. Okay, so inside the program, we have for the children in the program for teenage pregnancy is doula, okay, for 3 years, free, okay?
Wow.
Doesn't cost the family any extra money. So if she ends up pregnant, right, our whole goal is to keep her in school, okay? So we support her with that piece right there. We have internships for their students, community service hours. We give them job shadowing from age fourth grade and up. Okay? Job placement. So all the things that can happen. Okay? even down to the point, you know, if you had a student that had a felony or a misdemeanor, right? We even have things worked out where we're pretty much, we have a law firm that will go and, you know, expunged for the student.
Yeah, and that's really important because criminal charges like that can bump you out of any federal aid. Yeah.
So pretty much we're trying to solve every problem, every issue that can arise. Okay.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that, you know, there is no excuse why, you know, this student can't get to college and then finish college. You know, so it's a very thorough program.
Yeah. You're right. I love that.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The last thing that I want to talk to you about is kind of just that, you know, over your time doing this and building up your own programs and working with these families, you know, what have you seen as being, you know, the greatest impact? Why do you think this work is so important? I know we've talked about that, you know, in a lot of different ways, but I'm just curious, especially with the Southside communities you're working in, why is this resource so critical?
Well, number one is when it comes to education, right? That's a gateway. Okay, bottom line, all right? We're in 2019. I mean, rethink about this. Not 2000. We're 19 years into the 2000s, right? A bachelor's degree now, you know, that's equivalent to a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So at the very least, a person has to have a bachelor's degree at the very least today. Okay? It puts fear inside my heart to think that 10, 15 years from now, there's people who are not entrepreneurs. Okay? That's a whole different ballgame. Who are not entrepreneurs, who's walking around with a high school diploma only. Okay? I mean, that's a scary thought. Because the job requirements today, right, is the minimum.
Uh-huh.
Everybody is looking for a bachelor's degree. Right?
Yeah.
So I think community-wise, pretty much, you know, if you're going to go to the next level, then I think that outside of entrepreneurship and owning a business, I think that having a college education is really important. And an affordable college education is really, really important. And so that's our focus, is trying to make sure that college is affordable for families. Okay? Because again, that's number one reason why students drop out. Can't eat.
Yeah.
Don't have a place to stay. You know, and things like that. So, you know, as we grow this program, those are some issues that we got to solve those issues too.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that. Okay?
And so, where can I send people that are interested in learning more, interested in participating, getting involved?
Okay. Well, basically, what an individual can do is go to our website at www.oink-group.com. That's www.oink-group.com. And pretty much on our website, down toward the bottom, there's an offer there for a free 15 to 25 minute consultation. So pretty much a person can go there, hit that button, choose a date and time, and pretty much we can have a conversation about, you know, family.
Yeah, what their needs are.
And what their needs are and things like that. And help them move. Also, also on a weekly basis or well, 4 days out of the week, pretty much we host an explainer webinar online in the evenings from 7 to 7:45 p.m. From 7 to 7:45 p.m. So pretty much a go to our website, to our event page, and hit that piece right there and scroll up and down, and pretty much they can choose a time and date for themselves. And yeah, more about the
And I do want to, why oink? What does oink mean? I meant to ask you that, and then
is that an acronym, right? What I always share with people is oink is the piggy bank.
Okay.
It's the piggy bank, drop the money inside of it, right? But where it came from was my favorite childhood story, which is the Three Little Pigs. So, like, when you see the logo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you see the logo, there's this little pig, this little piggy bank, right? But in the background of the logo, it's red, okay? That red color is the brick, okay? So in other words, you know, we're solid, right? Okay? So, yeah.
Perfect. That's where it comes from. Well, that's the extent of the questions that I have for you. If there's anything else you'd like to share, you're welcome to.
Well, if there was one thing that I would like to share with parents is that parents really need to get involved in their children's education on a higher level, right? We visit a ton of schools, and on average, in the school system, I would say that probably in each school, overall, there's probably only like 2% participation from the parents.
Wow.
And that is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So so there's one thing that I would add to that piece is the parents have to show up. Okay? Your kids need you. When they turn 17 years old, the one thing that parents keep in mind is, okay, from age 0 to 17, right? They fed the student. Clothe them, right? You know, they've done everything for that student and parent should do. But the problem is it's the same thing. Is the student is starting off with no resources. You have to provide your student with some type of resources, okay? And that's probably the biggest piece, and I think our scholarship program can... And also here, let me put it this way. It's a free program because I don't think we had covered that piece, did we? Okay, so the scholarship program is a free program, okay? It doesn't cost a parent anything to actually get involved with the program. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, why would you not?
Right, why wouldn't you do that? And here, let me add this. We go to the school system sometimes, right? We speak to third and fourth graders, right? The third and fourth graders, they know everything about college. They can spell the word. They can tell you what a college fund is, right? And they're always fired up, and they always want to know how can they get that money for their college. This is third grade.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm saying to myself, parents, hello. The parents are saying, well, you know, they're only 10 years old, 9 years old, you know. I have plenty of time. The third graders are saying, man, come on, let's get this done. Okay? I need this daggone money. So, that's about it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. It's been very interesting to hear about the Oink Group.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Of course, yes. Yeah. So once again, everybody, we were talking today with Tom Lewis, CEO and founder of the Oink Group. My name is Catherine. We are signing off for now, but we will be back again next week.
Remember to make plans to join us again next week for Conversations with the Citizen, the place where real news can be heard.